Thank you.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to the regional leadership call in preparation for Beijing on Tuesday, 5 March at 21 UTC. On the call today we have Holly Raich, Dolly Thompson, Celia Herlein, Wolf Ludwig, Oksana Pirodoko, José Arce, Pavan Vudrani, Eduardo Diaz. We have apologies from Fatima Tasseyesala. From staff, we have Sylvia Vivanco, Heidi Ulrich, and myself, Julia Chavolin. May I remind all participants to please state their names before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and over to you.
Thank you, Julia, and everybody. The purpose of this call, which may be brief, and that will please everybody, is really just to finalize the agenda for the meeting of regional leaders in the Beijing meeting. And that meeting, although, Heidi, please note, it's not on the Beijing schedule that we have for our Beijing Organizing Committee. I don't see it there. But it is scheduled for the 10th of April, which is the Wednesday, from 12:30 till 2 o'clock. And that will be held during lunch. So what we're doing today is not necessarily talking about a lot about the content of what we're going to, of content, but to say what is the schedule for that meeting and what do we want to talk about so we can finalize that schedule. So with no further ado, and we're missing a few people, but that's okay. Are people comfortable with the agenda, which is on the Adobe Connect? And it's really just a brief update of where we are. It's talking about the initiatives that we're going to talk about in Beijing to make RALO calls more interactive. It's going to talk a little bit about outreach, which we're going to talk a lot about in Beijing. And Maureen is not here, but I, you know, the time is not too good for her, I know that. And finally, the relationship with the RIRs and ALAC, which there will be a meeting in Beijing, so I'm sorry, Olivier is not on the call, but that's been arranged. I don't have the time for that. And then at-large planning for the summit in June in London in 2014, if we have time. Is there anything else that should be on the agenda? And Sylvia has raised her hand, as has Darlene. So, Sylvia, go ahead first. Sylvia? Right. Well, there's no hand.
Hello? Hello? Sylvia speaking?
Yes, you had your hand up.
Sorry, it was my mistake. I only agree with the agenda that you said before, but I don't want to talk now. Thank you. Sorry.
Thank you. That's okay. Well, then we'll just go ahead with the agenda as posted. The first item, there's some brief updates. The first is from Wolf. I would, Darlene, if you're comfortable, there are some things going on in North America you may want to talk about if you just want to do a quick update. But Wolf, over to you.
Yes. Thanks a lot, Holly. It's Wolf Ludwig for the records speaking. The inclusion or better involvement of individual members is actually a long-standing item at URALO. Since the last couple of years, we tried to improve the basic conditions and requirements for better involvement of individuals by bylaws. Modification almost 2 years ago by saying, okay, individual members at URALO can create a sort of an own ALS structure, what can be rather informal, but it needs to be, it needs to have a sort of a formal recognition, because ordinary ALS have to go through a certification procedure, due diligence, etc., and need to be certified to become a full member at Saralo level. And full membership means having a full voting right at general assemblies. And with floating individuals, they are in many cases very active, very creative, very much involved, but they were lacking voting rights so far. But on the other hand, it would somehow disturb the current ALS-based structure to give a voting right to each individual representing him or herself in comparison to an organization representing dozens, hundreds, or even thousands of members. And therefore we said, okay, there needs to be this formal requirement, create your own home ALS as individuals, and once you are certified, you can select one of you, assuming a voting right at our annual general assemblies. This is a background story. We modified the bylaws almost 2 years ago and invited individuals to come up with their own structure, but frankly speaking, not much or almost nothing happened in between. We have still a lot of individual members participating regularly at our monthly calls, but convincing them to create their own structure is very, very difficult and time-taking, etc., and I cannot realize any enthusiasm behind it. Some people tell me, well, it's a model that can be useful, but it's not sexy, it's not very encouraging, etc., etc. To be brief, nothing really in between happened, and we are still on the work in progress modus, and I don't know whether it will work out. It's one way to do it, but as I've learned over the last 2 years, it's not much appreciated by individual members themselves. This is just my assessment of the situation.
Thank you, Wolf. People are very free to comment. Darlene has her hand up. Darlene, do you want to talk? Go ahead.
I just wanted to comment that that's basically why Naralo created like a quasi-ALS and just, you know, herded. I'm sorry, this is Darlene Thompson speaking. and herded everybody into it, all the individual members, because to expect an individual member to create an ALS and to recruit everybody into it, we didn't think that that would work. So we just, as a Rallo, we just did ourselves and lumped everybody in there, and that's the way it is. So we basically took it out of their hands and just, you know, said, here it is, and adjust their bylaws accordingly. And you know, so far we haven't had any complaints. So sometimes, you know, that's what's worked for us anyway. That's all.
Thank you, Darlene, and this is something I think we can certainly expand upon and talk about in Beijing. I think what I'm hearing from those two conversations is there are many ways in which people can participate and many ways in which ALSs and RALOs can hear the thoughts of user groups or user individuals. And in some cases it may be structured or some cases not structured. And maybe we have to establish at the meeting, if not before, the important thing is to have the conversation, to have people involved, and then if we need to create little structures that accommodate that, so that there's a formal structure, but then there's an informal way of talking to people. And maybe this becomes something that we can explore. Darlene, I think we can explore this in Beijing and Wolf to say, well, how do we maximize participation? And then fit some structures or not around that. Darlene has got a nice little check, and I'm really happy. Good. Are there any other thoughts? Because I think this is a really important agenda item for Beijing to say, what do we mean by participation? And maybe that's the important concept rather than membership. Moving right along, because this is not the best time zone for anybody else, which means it's basically the best time for me. Has anybody else been involved in some of the rules of procedure working group? And look, a Wolf in the chat is saying, but what does participation mean? I'd say, Wolf, hold that thought, and we will absolutely talk about that at the luncheon that is scheduled for the Wednesday. Darlene says the time zone is great for North America. It's great for Australia too, for a change. Moving right along in the agenda, Cheryl was going to talk about the Rules of Procedure Working Group. Heidi says she's confirmed to talk about it, but I don't see her, and she's not on the phone. I'm happy to talk if she's not here. Is she there? Is Cheryl on the phone?
Colleen, this is Heidi. No, sorry. I meant that Cheryl is confirmed to lead that discussion in Beijing during the Secretariat's call.
Yeah, no, I'll happily. In fact, instead of rules of procedure, I'd almost put Alan, because Alan, I have to say, is we're on about version 52, and the level of detail that we're talking about is unbelievable. I think we're version God knows what, but I won't worry about it. Oh, 54. I think it's version 54 now. I knew it was ridiculous. The other thing that people may be interested in terms of the agenda for the luncheon is the metrics working group. I'm wondering if people would also like this. There's been a bit of a debate that you will have seen, all of you, about the new GTLDs and about a thing called the Public Interest Commitment Specifications, which is it's a new concept, and it's something that the applicants for new GTLDs are supposed to identify, saying these are the things that we think are the public interest bits of our application that should be enforceable. Now, looking at the enforceability of it, it's a new structure. It hasn't been finalized, so that we can wait for some comments on that. But I'd like to fit in the metrics working group just some discussion about public interest specifications, because that's a new concept, but it may be something that either winds up being complied with or not. So if we could add that. And Heidi's asking, 7 minutes for the rules of procedure discussion. I think my view on the rules of procedure is if people want to wade through the documents, they are absolutely welcome to. If you can't sleep at night, take it home by all means and read it. maybe even eight. I think at some point it may be an idea, and I think probably instead of Cheryl, I would ask Alan, since he's the pen holder and has virtually been rewriting them, to be able to talk just at the highlight level what changes have been made, what has been clarified, and so forth. I just absolutely do not want to go into the detail of those rules of procedure. It's been a torturous process, And probably there will be up to version 60 if we're not careful. So I want to keep it short. And I question, I realize Cheryl was there, but I also question, since Alan knows these things inside out, since he's virtually written them, whether Cheryl or Alan would be the person to talk about. Simply because he's been, he's the one who's actually held the pen. Do people want to talk more than at a very, very high level about the rules of procedure? Indeed, do you want to talk about it at all? Right. Okay. The next item is metrics. Now, have people followed the list on the discussions on the metrics and what we finally said about the metrics? Okay. Where we got up to with the metrics was a statement by ALAC that I think Tijani will present on, saying in the end the metrics that were adopted did not include many of the metrics that the ALAC members of the metrics working group had suggested, and that we were very disappointed at the omission of some of the metrics that would have measured, I suppose, public interest aspects. And part of what we said also was we would form a working group to put back into metrics, or at least suggest some of the more important metrics, to see whether or not the new GTLDs were in the, I suppose, in the public interest is the best way to put it in short form. Now, I'm not sure, is Tijani convening that group? I know Evan was seeking participants. Is anybody else on that?
Holly, this is Heidi.
Yeah.
Yeah, there has not been activity in the metrics working group recently, and that may be due to some personal issues of Tijani's.
Okay.
That is limiting his time.
Okay. Look, I think if Tijani can't or doesn't, this is an initiative of Evan. So it may be that between Evan and Tijani can work out who can talk about this particular group. I don't think it's the original working group was a joint GNSO and a group. This is something new that was posed in response. So there you go. The next item, and this is, I think we'll start with Lacrallo, capacity building. Now, Eduardo, is there something I'm missing that we can talk about here?
Hi, I'm Sylvia Herlein from Lacrallo.
Yeah. Okay, Sylvia, if you want to...
Yes, I think I'm preparing the material to talk about that in Beijing. We
yes.
have two important projects in Lacrallo. One, everybody knows, it's about the capacity building program in Lacrallo, and you have we have a new one. And so I don't know if you want to explain me now, or we are preparing a special material to show you in Beijing.
Do you want to just take a couple of minutes would be fine. Not detail, but a couple of minutes would be fine. And sorry calling on you, Eduardo.
Okay. So, Lacrallo, since... 2011, we start with a training cycle, and in 2012, we structured it, and we have a lot of speakers from different constituencies of ICANN, such as RIRS member and the technical ones. And now in 2013, we organized a survey to find out what the community wants or needs about that speakers. And we're really happy with that because we have a very high response, which serves to verify that the community is approving this initiative. The survey offer more than 20 items to choose from. So what the community wants more to hear about. And we also ask to the community if they want to be a speaker in one of that program. And we have 7 answers about from our community that they want to participate actively. So, we think that if we give prominence to the community, it's a way to increase participation. That we do that. And as you know, in our region, we are Spanish and English speakers. So the benefit of that is that we have all the program is recorded in Spanish and English. So it's wonderful because the other 4 RALOs can use that material in the RALOs. So this is for the program that we start in 2011. We have another program now. It's an enrich project that is trying to grow out the need of a training with the new ELSs and also the old ones, because we discovered that we have a lot of ELSs from the beginning of the RALO, that they really need a capacity because ICANN is grew up a lot. So now we have this new program that we started a working group in order to give that project a form. So we are starting to work in that. I don't know if Jose Arce wants to speak a little more about that because he is running that working group. I don't know. Thank you. It's all for me.
Thank you, Sylvia. And it's just a suggestion.
Yeah.
But if we look at the actual agenda, I'm wondering if the agenda for Beijing, if it might not be a better idea to start talking about the initiatives from like RALO or no RALO or wherever for capacity building and outreach, and then talk about membership, because Sylvia, what you were saying is you've done something really well and it is improved participation. So maybe the strategy would make more sense to talk about that capacity building and outreach as a way of attracting new membership, and then we can talk about how that membership fits into a structure or not. Does that make sense to people? I just think what Sylvia is saying has been really exciting.
Sylvia speaking now. I think could be a good idea, but I only could say that new program is for the new ones and the old ones. But could be, why not?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
I think that would be terrific. So maybe Heidi, when we're talking about the agenda for the meeting, maybe we can start with what people are doing in terms of capacity building and outreach, and then talk about, I suppose the title would be participation, and part of that participation is membership, but then part of it would be the structure that Darlene talks about in terms of how Neuralo has incorporated people who participate but don't necessarily want to do it formally. I think that...
Okay.
Does that make more sense?
Yeah, could be. Okay.
Just thinking, I mean, Darlene, are you comfortable with that? Wolf, does that make sense to you?
Not really.
Oh, all right. Okay. So we'll start with membership and then go on with what people do.
May I?
Yes, of course.
It's Wolf Ludwig for the records. From a Uralo perception, well, we have a very special glance on capacity building because we believe there are already enough existing offers for capacity building programs on the market, so to say, by the Diplo Foundation, etc., by the European Summer School on Internet Governance. And for us, from our perceptions, there is not so much a need to have a special emphasis on it. Therefore, we never reflect capacity building in line with outreach. Outreach for us is a completely different subject, issue, and challenge, what does not necessarily link to capacity building. And therefore, I think, properly speaking, and from our analysis, this should be kept as different issues.
Okay,
thanks.
That's fine. And I think Darlene agrees with you, so we can move right along. We've got next on our agenda, ALS activities in Neuralo. So either Eduardo or Darlene, do you want to, are there a couple of words there?
Darlene Dawson speaking, unless Eduardo, you want to take it?
No, you go ahead. Go ahead. I'm just listening.
Okay. This activity that we've got, the ALS Spotlight, is an in-reach program that we have, and basically on every one of our monthly calls, a different ALS is to present what their ALS does. And this is to promote understanding between each of our ALSs as a group as to where everybody's, you know, coming from, so to speak. And that way we can all understand each other better and also be able to see where each other's strengths lie so that we can better do that. So it's basically just to encourage participation and interaction within the Neuralo community. And it has been very nice. People can send in videos, although the last one didn't work all that well. And that was due to a simple problem. But they can show videos. They can show anything they want, you know, and have 5 or 10 minutes to talk about their ALS. So it's so far been working quite well, I think.
Oh, great. Terrific. Would either, Oksana, would you have anything else to add? Does anybody have anything else to add? Because we've heard from Wolf, and we've heard from Sylvia, and we've heard from Neuralo. Okay.
Holly, this is Heidi.
Yep, Heidi.
Yep, sorry, I didn't put my hand up. But
you're forgiven.
On the, you'll see that we've noted AFRALO, ALS activities. And this is a new initiative from AFRALO where we've created a wiki page where ALSs can post their ALS activities every month. So this is a really good way to see what's going on in AFRALO throughout all of the ALS countries.
Great.
So Sylvia, maybe you could put that that link up into the chat, please.
Sure. And Darlene has her just put it. Is that a new hand or is that a, Darlene, is that a new hand for you?
And It's a new hand. Darlene Thompson here. I just wanted to ask Heidi a quick question. I'm just wondering if any of the African RILOs are actually using those wiki pages.
Okay, this is a new wiki page. And yes, Aziz, the secretary of AFRALO, is updating that. And you'll see when Sylvia posts it, there it is, that it could be a little bit more active, and maybe we can inspire them to do so. Now, Dorothy, I think you may be talking about the ALS individual wiki pages. And if that is correct, then no. Like many of the ALSs throughout the RILOs, the ALSs are not updating those. And it could be because staff have not been keeping them up to date, or keeping the ALS up to date, that is something that is available to them. And we'll definitely be working with the ALSs to keep them informed and to offer support if they do want to update those. And I'll put that link up in just a moment.
Darlene has her hand up. Go ahead, Darlene.
Yeah, Darlene Thompson here again. Sorry, I don't mean to be monopolizing anything.
No, go ahead.
I think that speaking as an ALS, I already have to keep my own web page active and up to date and everything like that. And having another wiki page or other wiki pages for each and every organization I deal with would be just too time consuming. So I can understand why ALSs wouldn't use that, although it would be very useful. I mean, I might put up a link to my own web page on such a page, but that's all I would do because I keep all of my pertinent information up to date on my own website. That's just a thought, though.
Thank you, Darlene. I think that may be a topic in and of itself over lunch, which is what can people realistically do with their time and what is the best way within individual time constraints to reach out to each other to say what we're doing, and it may be that there's one central place to go to see what other people are doing, and then off that there are links so that it becomes sort of easy to spot what people are doing. But the process should only ask people to do something once, not twice or three times. So maybe the aim of the discussion is how do we keep each other informed without putting too much of a work burden on anybody, which may be a real challenge. Now, another item, and this is going to be a long lunch. I hope, in fact, people have got time to eat here. In-reach and outreach activities. Recruitment of new ALSs. I'm wondering if we can look at that as part of that larger, how do we get people to participate? And then what do we call participation, whether it's formal or informal? Because we want participation, and then probably, hopefully, participation leads to a more formal relationship, but maybe not. I'm just wondering if we can put outreach and in-reach as part of a larger discussion on membership and put those two together, and then have the item on how to make RILO calls more interactive. Now we've got time left. Capacity building activities. Maureen's down. She has been doing an awful lot of work in the Pacific Island region, and that's going to be on show on the reception, which is our gala evening, which is Monday, the Monday night, the April 8th. All of the AP RILOs, the ALSs and the AP RILOs, are going to be showing off what they do, and some of that is going to be capacity building. The other thing that Maureen will talk about is the work that she has been doing with Janice to put into the fellowship. There are two places it's been put in. One is the fellowship meetings that are going on every morning, but there's also a newcomers session, which she's been working with. So there's a lot of capacity building stuff that she has been putting into the Beijing meeting. And some of that will be automatically visible, some of it won't. So I think it will be important to hear from Maureen particularly. And I guess she can be, that's where she can be. But I'd like to kind of highlight what she's done. We're not going to talk about Wicket. Please, we're not going to talk about Wicket. Okay. Agenda item 7, the Ralo RARs, I think, Heidi, that's something that Olivier can talk about.
Yes, this is an item that Olivier actually requested be put on the Secretariat's agenda if it's permitted.
Yeah, I just think, aren't we going to have a meeting with them, or is he going to have a meeting with them?
There's going to be a lunch. Actually, yes, there'll be a lunch on Thursday with just the ex-com and some of the leadership of the registrars. But there was some, I know that he wanted to talk about this issue.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. At this stage, that's just relationship building with the RIRs. It's not really an issue for us. Do people think that we should use this as a place to quickly report on the issues that will come up in the multi-stakeholder meeting on the Monday or not? We've already got on those issues. We've got the metrics group. We've got the ROPs. Do people want to talk about at all the issues that will be raised? Because there are two main issues in the multi-stakeholder roundtable that are being scheduled for that Monday. One is the IDNs and one is the new GTLDs. Do people want that as part of the lunch or not? You can put your hands up. Darlene thinks something's a good idea, but I don't think that's an idea. Not sure. Sylvia's typing. Sylvia, you have your hand up?
Yes, Holly. The question is, are we then going to keep the RALOs, the RIRs, as part of the agenda, or do you prefer that this not?
Do people agree with me? Just a tick. That I don't think we need the RALO RIR luncheon on Thursday as an agenda item for our own regional leaders meeting.
Okay.
Oh, please, thank you. And Darlene, you have your hand up. Go ahead.
Darlene Thompson, what about update on the issues so that everybody is well informed before going into the luncheon?
Fine. Do you want it as part of the luncheon? Because by Thursday, I think the multi-stakeholder meeting will have already occurred, and presumably that will have added discussions on both the IDNs and the new GTLDs. Do you think it would be a good idea to have at least a rundown of what was said in the multi-stakeholder meeting?
I think that would be a brilliant idea, just to put everybody on the same page. And it doesn't have to go on for long, just a very quick recap would be great.
Okay. Heidi, to answer your question, it's not homework, but in agenda item 3, for brief update, I would add review of multi-stakeholder meeting outcomes, and then put either my name or Renalia's name there. I think that will work. And finally, I think we'll have to spend some time. There is the at-large summit, which is going to be, we will apply for funding, we being ALAC, will apply for funding for all the ALSs to meet in London in June in 2014. So this would be the beginning of a discussion as to what we want to do at the at-large summit in London. So I think that really has to be part of the agenda. Now, is there anything else anybody wants to put on the agenda for our luncheon on April 10? If not, you will all get an early mark. Oh, Wolf. Okay, MS meeting outcome. What do you mean it doesn't say much to you? Okay.
Well, Wolf Ludwig, for the record. Multi-stakeholderism is a kind of a fashion word in the internet governance community. Everything is more or less multi-stakeholder. If I talk to my neighbor, who is a businessman, I'm in a multi-stakeholder dialogue. If I talk with another neighbor who is a governmental officer, it's again a multi-stakeholder. So the term multi-stakeholder as such, if I don't contextualize it,
okay.
In another way, it doesn't make a lot of sense. Just to discuss a concept whether multi-stakeholderism is useful or not useful, we will end up in debates like they are conducted this year in the CSTD, at the ITU, and at many other forums, and it's always the same endless discussion. I think at the ICANN level, we have a quite clear idea about multi-stakeholderism. And I do not really believe that we need capacity building on this term again.
Okay. What Heidi has done is clarified, and in a way that I was, it's the title of a session. We're not discussing the multi-stakeholder model. We're actually discussing two issues. One is the new IDNs. One is the new GTLD. So it's the title of a workshop. It's not the content at all. So we're not discussing multi-stakeholder per se. We're discussing issues.
Okay.
Okay, so just forget what we're calling it. Just calling it the ABC meeting. Do you want a rundown on the ABC meeting? Is perhaps a better way to phrase that.
Okay.
Good.
Understood.
Good. Sorry. I share your view that multi-stakeholder perhaps is maybe not the best title, but it's our working title, and we're going with it. And Heidi has clarified that really this is only the beginning. It's the preliminary kind of what do we want to do at the summit. But I think we have to start at least talking about it.
Yeah.
If people are comfortable with the agenda, Wolf, you just mentioned you don't want to talk about capacity building. The only reason I think it's there is Maureen has done an awful lot of work in the Pacific region on how she's getting members and what they're doing, which I think would be really interesting. But we can say yes or no. Your hand is up, so go ahead.
Yes, Wolf Ludwig, for the records. I'm not in principle against talking about capacity building in the way of a short and concise briefing about best practices in particular regions, etc. I'm still convinced capacity building is very useful and necessary, but it shouldn't overload other discussions. Capacity building has its spot, it has its justification, and it's not the same as outreach. So give it a slot in a short and concise briefing, and the shorter the briefings are, the more valuable they will be, etc. So all the issues we have now referred to during the call are relevant, but now the challenge is to give them the proper time slot and to make sure that we can cover all these aspects in the time frame we have allocated for the Secretariat's meeting in Beijing.
Yes, okay. I think we'll keep that in mind. We have a lot on the agenda for
right.
a luncheon meeting, so, and people want to eat as well, so we'll keep that in mind. Now, people have an early mark. Heidi, I think we can just say, is there anything else we need to cover in this call?
Heidi, no, not at this time.
Okay. Well, look, thank you, everybody, for whatever time it is in your time zone. And
actually, Holly, I do have one just small housekeeping
okay.
item.
Yep.
For those of you, yeah, just to let you know that Gisela will not be in Beijing.
Oh.
Yes, and I will let her inform you on the reasons why. But in her place, we will be having another person, new staff member named Susie Johnson, and she's going to be the one arranging with you on the ground for your lunch there.
She's got a very steep learning curve. Look, thank you, everybody, and we'll see you in Beijing, and thank you, everybody, for the call.
Thank you, Holly. And thank you, everybody. Bye-bye.
Wolf, did you want to say something? Okay, he can't get down. Okay. Now, Wolf, your hand's up.
No, this should be cleared again.
Okay. Then you can actually go to bed, and I'll have a lovely day. And thank you, everybody. Bye.
Thanks to you.
Bye. Bye.